Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah, Yah's righteous, Yah's holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has blessed us to come before you another week. Another day, another night, to bring to you his great and exalted words, even the words of Yah. My name is Moray Ishai Yisrael of the house of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati. Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. Y'all ordained me to tell you the truth, so this is what I'm going to do. However, who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king. Yah is our judge. He's our lawgiver. Yahweh is our only Savior, and not just of Israel, but the Savior of the world. And I thank the mighty Yah for allowing us to come before you again to bring to you His great words. This week, we will be dealing with the blessing and the curse. And it's very important and very essential that you understand the Creator's blessing and His curse. Of course, many of our people know this day who they are, their identity, by virtue of the many curses the Creator said that will befall us if we didn't keep His commandments. But a lot of people are not familiar with His blessings. And we're going to talk about His blessings. We will also discuss His curse. And we're going to see if these blessings, as well as the curse, are we just a recipient of one or the other? Or can we, this is real important to know, and we're going to discuss these great matters, the blessing and the curse. And we will start off discussing Yah's great blessing. What is a blessing? Well, a blessing is what Yah would do to benefit you, to reward you, or to give you a particular gift from Him. And a curse is when Yah do just the opposite. Is when Yah take the very thing that you're capable of receiving. This is what a curse is. A curse is nothing good at all. It's bad. As a matter of fact, the Creator said He set before us life and death, blessing and cursing. And He told us to choose life. In other words, He gave us choices. I know a lot of people say, well, that's good that the Creator gave us choices, but little do people know, just like little children, just like teenagers, as soon as you give them a choice of something good and bad, what do you think they generally choose? For the most part, they choose bad. Because bad seems to be more desirable than something good. Bad seems to be more fun, more exciting. And little do we know, when we choose the bad, all we're doing is thinking about now. And for some strange reason, we're never thinking about later. So if a salesman come to you and say, look, I can bless you with this big old house and I can make it affordable for you, even though you might have a smaller house that you know you can afford. People take that big house not thinking about what will happen later. You can get this good car, this real nice car. You can get it now. You might have to pay a little bit more, but you can get it and you can afford it. But then, the one that you know you'll never have problems with at all, you will go with the one that will cause a little strain, because that's what you want. That's your desires. And you don't realize in the end you're going to pay the price for your desires. And anytime the Creator gave us choices, typically speaking, it never ended up real good for our people. The Almighty spoke to us from heaven. And who else have heard the voice of Elohim? What nation? None. And was given these great laws and statutes? None. But to our people, it was given. And when the Creator spoke, you know what our people said? Let not Yah speak to us again. Let someone else come before us and let him speak and tell us what thus is Yah. And so Yah said, okay, fine. You've spoken well. This is what I will do. But today, nobody want to listen to the very one that Yah was seeing. Not just today, but also in the past. Our people rejected the prophets, and they reject them today. You can see choices are not, have not always been our friend. Almighty said, choose life or death. It is day. If you keep the Sabbath, you're blessed. Great rewards. But if you forsake the Sabbath, break the Sabbath, and you don't keep the Sabbath, all through the scriptures it says that man shall be put to death. And even though it says that, you will have people telling you, you don't even have to keep the Sabbath. You're not going to be put to death. Sound like the serpent, don't it? That was in the Garden of Eden when he cleverly and sagaciously tricked Eve. But watch what the Creator say about his blessings, so you can understand everything about Yah's blessing. And why do you need to know this? Should not you be inspired to serve Yah? If you think you just a cursed people, then these are the things that you need to know. Let me show you what the Creator said to our people. Starting in the book of Genesis, the 12th chapter. And we're discussing the blessing and the curse. But today, I'm going to deal with the blessing. And watch what it says. Genesis, the 12th chapter, the very first verse. Now Yah has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great. And watch what it says. And thou shalt be a blessing. And see, this is what we must come to understand. Now, ask yourself, when the Creator said, and thou shalt be a blessing, did this blessing that he became, was it abolished? Was it something that was only temporary? No, this wasn't temporary at all. And watch further what it says. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Either that is true or it is not. So, Abram was a blessing to all the families of the earth. Now, is that forever or not? This is what we have to, this is the wisdom that I want you to get out of this. Because I want you to understand what you really are. And the only reason that you have come to some other conclusion is because you have refused to become what and who you are. Watch what it says in Genesis 18. In the book of Genesis 18, and watch what it says in the 16th verse. And the men rose up from thence and looked toward Sodom. And Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And Yahweh said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. They're going to be blessed in him because he will become a great and mighty nation. And what nation is that? There is no nation called Abramites or Abramites. The only nation that is connected to Abraham is his descendants that took hold to his covenant, and they're called Israelites. Not Ishmaelites, not Moabites, not Ammonites, and no other night but the Israelites. Watch what it says in the book of Genesis, the 22nd chapter. Because what we're discussing is the blessing and the curse. Do Yah mean what he say and say what he mean? And I want you to see who you really are, so you can understand what the Creator is telling us about the blessing and the curse. And watch what it says in Genesis 22. Let's see if this says anything different. In the book of Genesis 22. Now, I may add, this is the book of the law. And watch what it says. Genesis 22. I'm starting at the 15th verse. And the angel of Yah called unto Abraham out of heaven a second time and said, by myself have I sworn, says Yah, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, that in blessing I will bless thee. And in multiplying, I will multiply seed as the stars of heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed, watch what it says about his seed, shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Because thou hast obeyed my voice. All the nations of the earth will be blessed in the seed of Abraham. And who is that? And how will that be fulfilled? Who is the blessing in the earth? We got to introduce you to this blessed people. Watch what it says in the book of Genesis 24. Still talking about the blessing and the curse. And there is prophesied that there will be a blessed people, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in them. So what if these people are not blessed? Then how would the other nations and other people become blessed, when the Creator have already said all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in them? Watch what the scriptures say in the book of Genesis, 24th chapter, in this book of the law. Because I'm here to tell you, these are not just prophecies, but this is the law. This is the law of the scriptures, and really, this is the law of the land. Watch what it says. Starting at the 29th verse. And Rebekah had a brother, and his name was Laban. And Laban ran out unto the man unto the well. And it came to pass, when he saw the earrings and the bracelets upon his sister's hand, and when he heard the words of Rebekah, his sister, saying, thus spake the man unto me, that he came unto the man, and behold, he stood by the camels at the well. And he said, come in, thou blessed of Yah, because this was Abraham's servant. Wherefore standest thou without? For I prepared the house and room for the camels. And why was he called the blessed of Yah? And you'll see why. Because of the 34th verse. And he said, I am Abraham's servant, and Yah have blessed my master greatly, and he has become great, and he has given him flocks and herds and silver and gold, men servants and maid servants, camels and asses. And Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when she was old. And unto him have he given all that he has. This was the blessed of Yah. And we need to know what it means to be the blessed of Yah. How it looked, know what it means, and how to seize upon and take hold of what you really are. Watch what it says in Genesis 26. Still talking about the blessing and the cursing. Genesis 26. And watch what it says. starting at the first verse. And there was a famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of Philistines, unto Gerar. And Yah appeared unto him and said, go not down into dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries. And I will perform the oath which I swore unto Abraham thy father. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. In other words, we are a commandment-keeping people. We have statutes and laws. We have a charge. And we're supposed to be obedient. So not only are you allowing people to take your soul, to take your life, but you also allow them to take your blessing, because the Creator has already prophesied that all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in thee. That's what he said. And here it is. Our people go around talking about how cursed they are, when the Creator said all the nations are going to be blessing you. See, what our people should be talking about, if they really knew the Messiah, is recorded in the book of Jeremiah, the 9th chapter. Let us turn there. Jeremiah 9. Everything that happens to up here is just the curses. That's just the curses. It's harder, we're all just the curses. Everything is just a curse. So when has Yah blessed you? In other words, all Yah has done is cursed you? Then how can you be a blessing to all the other nations? Every place we've been, when we were in Egypt, do you realize Egypt was at the top of their game when we were? When we were in Babylon, Babylon was at the top. Why? Because we were there. And look at America today. Why do you think America, this people that are not even a people, become so strong and so mighty? You got to read the history of this country and who built this country. And who died for this country, and who invented many of the great inventions of this country. Then you can understand how these people became so great and so mighty. Why do you think everybody want to come to America? Things you got to know. And undoubtedly, we don't know it, because all we see is a cursed people. But I'm here to tell you, I see something else. I see exactly what Yah is saying. Watch what it says in the book of Jeremiah, the 9th chapter. And this is what it says in the 23rd verse. Thus says Yah, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glory in this, that he understand and knoweth me, that I am Yah, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, says Yah. Here it is. We undoubtedly don't know the great loving kindness, the great judgment and righteousness Yah have executed. Because if we knew that, then we would know why all the other nations are blessed. We would know and understand why the various nations, the judgment that will come upon these people, why they will come upon it. And we will understand the great righteousness that really lies within us, because this is what Yah executed in the earth. And he executed all over the earth, but especially with his people. And I want you to see the great love, the great kindness, the great judgment and righteousness did with us. Watch what it says, because these are the things you got to know. Genesis, the 26th chapter, once again. And watch what it says. We're not even at the book of Genesis. And watch what it says. In the book of Genesis 26, and I'm going to start at the 23rd verse. And watch what it says. And he went up from thence to Beersheba, speaking of Isaac. And Yah appeared unto him the same night and said, I am the Elohim of Abraham, thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee and will bless thee and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. And he built an altar there and called upon the name of Yah and pitched his tent there. And there Isaac's servants digged a well. Then Abimelech went to him from Gerar, and Huzoth, one of his friends, and picked Kol, the chief captain of his army. And Isaac said unto them, wherefore come ye to me, seeing ye hate me, and have sent me away from you? And they said, we saw certainly, watch what they say, that Yah was with thee. And we said, let there be now an oath between us, even between us and thee, and let us make a covenant with thee, that thou will do us no hurt, as we have not touched thee, and as we have done unto thee nothing but good, and have sent thee away in peace. Thou art now the blessed of Yah. See, it don't matter what adversity you find yourself under, you still are the blessed of Yah. The only way you become anything else is that you have chosen to be something what you was ordained to be. And many of our people have elected and chose death rather than life. Here, even the foreigners recognize the blessed of Yah. And ask yourself, why don't you recognize the blessed of Yah? Well, it's understandable. Because all you see is a cursed people. Oh, we just cursed. All these curses just following us. These curses this, this curses that. You don't see the loving kindness and the judgment and the righteousness of Yah. So you're not even looking for a blessing. And you're not looking for a blessed people. And you're not looking for Yah. The Creator said, if you seek me, you shall find me. And where do you think you're going to find Yah? Well, let me tell you where you're finding. With a blessed people. That's where you're going to find Yah. Watch what the scriptures say. In the book of Deuteronomy 28. Because this is the chapter that we go to not to show how blessed we are. This is the chapter that we go to show how cursed we are. And it is true. Just show you one thing about these curses in the book. I apologize. I said Deuteronomy 28. We ain't even got to Deuteronomy yet. We in Genesis 28. And we'll get there. And I'll show you that. Still in Genesis. Genesis 28. And watch what it says. And I'm going to start at the 10th verse. We talked about Abraham. We talked about Isaac. Now we're going to talk about Jacob. He went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took other stones of that place and put them for his pillows, and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed. And behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached the heaven. And behold, the angels of Elohim ascending and descending on it. And behold, Yah stood above it and said, I am Yah, Elohim of Abraham, thy father, Elohim of Isaac, the land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And watch what it says. And thy seed, and who is Jacob's seed? The 12 tribes of Israel. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. And thou shalt spread abroad to the west and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee, in thy seed, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. All the families of the earth will be blessed. You won't read where all the families of the earth will be cursed by us. And I'm going to show you that. We are a blessing in the earth. Yah made us a blessing. But there's certain things that will happen to the nations if they do certain things to us. But if it comes from us, all we are is a blessing. And watch this. Still in the book of the law. Still talking about the blessing and the cursing. Now, were there conditions put on us being a blessing? There was no condition put on the fact that we were a blessing. No, the Almighty said, and in thy seed shall all the fountains of the earth be blessed. And said, if thy seed shall keep all my commandments, do all my statutes, then all the families of the earth shall be blessing them. It didn't say that. They will be blessed in us. Watch what it says in the book of Numbers. I want you to see who you really are. I want you to see what you're supposed to be. And I want you to be inspired to be who you are. Because there is no one that's greater than who you are. Watch what it says in the book of Numbers 22. And I love what we're about to read in the book of Numbers, because it will prove beyond a shadow of a doubt what I'm saying. Watch what it says starting at the first verse, Numbers 22. And the children of Israel set forth and pitched in the plains of Moab on the side of Jordan by Jericho. And Balak, the son of Zippor, saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. And Moab was so afraid of the people, because they were many. And Moab was distressed because of the children of Israel. All they did was heard, and they found out and saw what had been done to the Amorites. And Moab said unto the elders of Midian, now shall this company look up all that are round about us, as the ox licketh up the grass of the field. And Balak, the son of Zippor, was king of the Moabites at that time. And he sent messengers, therefore, unto Balaam, the son of Beor, to Pethor, which is by the river of the land of the children of his people, to call him, saying, behold, there is a people come out from Egypt. Behold, they cover the face of the earth, and they abide over against me. Come now, therefore, I pray thee, curse me this people, for they are too mighty for me. Peradventure I shall prevail, that we may smite, and that I may drive them out of the land. For I want that he whom thou blessest is blessed, and he whom thou cursest is cursed. And this is what the king of the Moabites said to Balaam. And what was Balaam? He wasn't no prophet. He wasn't no seer. All he was a soothsayer. And look what happens to the soothsayer. Seventh verse. And the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with rewards of divination in their hand. They came unto Balaam. That's how you know he was a soothsayer. It actually say he is, but anybody dealing with divination, you know they're a soothsayer. So when you see these stickers in the windows and talking about divining this and divining that, yeah, they just nothing but a soothsayer. And spake unto him the words of Balak. And he said unto them, lodge here this night, and I will bring you word again, as Yah shall speak unto me. And the princes of Moab abode with Balaam. And Elohim came unto Balaam and said, what men are these with thee? And Balaam said unto Elohim, Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, has sent unto me, saying, behold, is a people come out of Egypt, which cover the face of earth. Come now, curse me, damn. Peradventure, I shall be able to overcome them and drive them out. And Elohim said unto Balaam, watch what he say. Thou shalt not go with them. Thou shalt not curse the people, for they are blessed. They are blessed. This is what the Creator said himself. They are blessed. And once you come to your right mind, your right understanding, you will understand how blessed you really are. Then you can know Yah and talk about the loving kindness and the judgment and righteousness he executed on earth. You can't talk about it because you... Oh, you say we just curse. And we can't do nothing about it because we just curse. But that's why you curse. Because you refuse to do something about it. Watch what the scripture says. The book of Numbers, the 23rd chapter. And I'm going to start reading just so you can understand this thing. Watch what it says in the starting at the first verse. And Balaam said unto Balak, build me here 7 altars and prepare me here 7 oxen and 7 rams. And Balak did as Balaam had spoken. And Balak and Balaam offered on every altar a bullock and a ram. Balaam said unto Balak, stand by the burnt offering, and I will go. Peradventure Yah will come to meet me, and whatsoever he show of me, I will tell thee. And he went to a high place. And Elohim met Balaam, and he said unto him, I have prepared 7 altars. Now I've offered upon every altar a bullock and a ram. And Yah put a word in Balaam's mouth and said, return unto Balak, and thus thou shalt speak. And watch what he says. And he returned unto him. And lo, he stood by his burnt sacrifice, he and all the princes of Moab. And he took up this parable and said, Balak, the king of Moab, have brought me from Aram, out of the bounds of the east, saying, come curse me, Jacob, and come defy Israel. How shall I curse whom Elohim have not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom Yah have not defied? For from the top of the rocks I see him, and from the hills I behold him, and lo, the people shall dwell alone and shall not be reckoned among the nations. You can't even count these people among the nations because they're not even reckoned. Who can count the dust of Jacob and the number of the fourth part of Israel? Who can do that? You can't even count a quarter of them, let alone all of them. Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his. And Balak said unto Balaam, what hast thou done unto me? I took thee to curse my enemies, and behold, thou hast blessed them all together. He answered and said, must I not take heed to speak that which Yah have put in my mouth? Yes, you got to speak what Yah put in his mouth. And of course, what did Yah put in his mouth? Well, what Yah put in his mouth is the very thing that I'm telling you now. Nobody can curse you and I because Yah have already put his blessing upon us. And yes, there are certain conditions that the children of Israel must do. These conditions are not abolished. These conditions are not flushed down the toilet. These conditions are not based on no geographical location. These things can happen today if you desire them to happen today. Watch what it says in Numbers. Same chapter, 23rd chapter, 16th verse. And Yah met Balaam and put a word in his mouth and said, go again unto Balak and say thus. And when he came to him, behold, he stood by his burnt offering and the princes of Moab with him. And Balak said unto him, what have Yah spoken? And he took his parable and said, rise up, Balak, and hear. Hearken unto me, the son of Zippor. Elohim is not a man that he should lie, neither is the son of the man that he should repent. Have he said, and shall he not do it? Or have he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Receive commandment to bless, and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it. In other words, Yah had already long time ago blessed the nation and blessed the people even before they were born. You've already blessed. All you have to do is be obedient. There lies within, not without. There's no land to make you blessed. You're already blessed. All you have to do is take the power that you was even given before you was born. Take hold of it and walk in it. Furthermore, in Numbers 24, and we're still in the book of the law. Watch what it says. Because it gets even more specific. The third verse, and he took up his parable and said, Balaam the son of Beor have said, and the man whose eyes are open have said, he have said, which heard the words of Elohim, which saw the vision of the Almighty falling into a trance, but having his eyes open, how goodly are thy tents, O Yaakov, and thy tabernacles, O Israel. As the valleys are, they spread forth. As gardens by the river's side. As trees lying apples, which I have planted. And as the cedar trees beside the waters. He poured the water out of his buckets. And his seed shall be in many waters. And his king shall be higher than the Gag, and his kingdom shall be exalted. Elohim brought him forth out of Egypt. He has, as it were, the strength of a unicorn. He shall eat up the nations, his enemies. He shall break their bones and pierce them through with his arrows. And watch this ninth verse. He couched. He lay down as a lion. As a great lion, who shall stir him up? Blessed is he that blesseth thee, and cursed is he that curseth thee. To realize that all the nations, there's only one way to be blessed. Yah is not the son of man that he shall lie. Or the Elohim is not man that he shall lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. He said, blessed is thee that blessed thee, and cursed is he that cursed thee. This is what we got to know. This is what we must understand. It says in its 10th verse, and Balak's anger was kindled against Balaam, and smote his hands together. And Balak said unto Balaam, I call thee to curse my enemies, and behold, thou hast altogether blessed them these three times. See, it was no three strikes you out. We just don't understand who and what we are. And because we don't understand it, now we ourselves, not the Most High, not our enemies, but we ourselves have chosen. We have elected the curse. Watch what the scripture says. I just want you to see this. First thing I want you to see is in the book of Deuteronomy. Watch what this says. Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. Because this is what I want you to do. This is the theme. This is the place that woke you up. And watch what it says. First blessing. I don't like to talk about the blessing. First. And I want you in Deuteronomy 28. The very first verse, this is what it says. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of Yah thy Elohim, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that Yah thy Elohim will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee, overtake thee. Thou shalt hearken unto the voice of Yah, thy Elohim. And the question that you must ask yourself, is this what you're doing? Are you obeying the voice of Yah? Keep his commandments? And are you allowing blessings, not a blessed people? Watch what it says in the 15th verse. But if, or but it shall pass, if, still condemns. See, it's one or the other. It's your choice. Thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of Now, all these curses come upon thee and overtake thee. The very same thing he said about the blessings. But this don't change the fact. This don't change or delete or erase the fact that you are a are soaring over taking our inability to rise above our rebelliousness. All you have to do is rise above your rebelliousness. Yahweh is not keeping you down. You're keeping yourself down. Not keeping you down. This, because most people stop Deuteronomy the 28th chapter. This is where they stop, and they don't go no further. But watch what the Most I tell you. Watch what he says. Deuteronomy the 3rd chapter. First verse. And it shall come to pass when all these things come upon thee, all things shall die. The curse. No, it didn't say curse. It says, and it shall come to pass when all these things come upon thee, the blessing and the curse before thee. But Yah never just, he didn't just set up curses before us. He said blessings and the curse. And thou shalt call them to mind among all the whether Yada Elohim did. In other words, you start considering and you start thinking about the blessing of the mind. As Elohim brought your mind, then make a choice. If I do this, I'm blessed. But if I do this, I'm cursed. We have that ability and that choice to make pain. So don't blame your sickness on the fact that you can't be blessed. You can't. Watch what the scriptures say. Second verse. You cause the mind among all nations, whether Yahweh Elohim had driven thee, and shall turn unto Yahda Elohim. Have you done that? And shall obey his voice. Have you done that? According to all that I command thee this day. Thou and thy children, with all thy heart and with all thy soul, that then Yahda Elohim will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations where the Yahda Elohim have scattered thee. In other words, Yahweh is looking for you to choose the blessing. He don't want you to stay in a pitiful and miserable conditions of choosing the curse. That's what got you into this predicament. But he wants you to get yourself out of it. Watch what it says. To show you that Yahweh mean what he say and say what he mean. If any of thine be driven out unto the outermost parts of heaven, I mean just the way, the most outskirts of heaven, from this will Yahda Elohim gather thee and from thence he fetched thee. Now do you see the lightness and the judgment and the righteousness that Yah executed on the earth? You could be the furthest part of heaven. All you got to do is the right thing. This is. And Yah done, he will bring thee to the land where thy fathers possessed, the book of the law. He told us the end from the beginning. We're reading things that if we had sense, we would know, would have known how to just return. How to end our captivity. Watch what it says. And Yah Elohim will bring thee into the land which thou hast possessed, and thou shalt possess it. And he will do thee good, thy father. And Yah Elohim will circumcise the heart and the heart of the seed to love Yah Elohim with all thy heart, all thy soul, that thou mayest live. And Yahweh Yah Elohim will put all these curses upon thy enemies and on them that hate thee, which persecuted thee, and thou shalt return and obey the voice of Yah, and do all his commands, which I command thee this day, will make thee plenteous in every work of thy hand, and in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy land for good. For Yah will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of Yah thy Elohim, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in this book of the law. And if thou turn unto Yah thy Elohim with all thy heart and with all thy soul. And watch what it says. For the commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. You don't have to go to heaven and get this thing. Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. In other words, you don't have to go to Jerusalem. You don't got to go to Israel. You don't got to go nowhere. Because it's not beyond the sea. Let me tell you what it is. But the word is very near and nigh unto thee. It's in your mouth. It's in your heart, that thou mayest do it. In other words, you are a blessed people. The word already lies within you. All you have to do is do it. And watch what Yahweh say. See, I said before thee this day, life and good, death and evil. And that I command thee this day to love Yah the Elohim, to walk in his ways, to keep his commandments and his statutes and the judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And Yah the Elohim shall bless thee in the land where thou go to possess it. See, Yah, he gave us the ability, no matter where we find ourselves, all we got to do is turn to him, because he's already blessed us. He already enabled us to be the blessed people that he designed and made us to be. All we have to do is seized upon this great blessing that lies within us. Verse, but if thy heart turn away, so that thou will not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other deities and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land, whether thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. And watch what it says. 19 verse, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you, life and death, blessing and cursing. So stop telling people you just a cursed people. Stop telling people that all Yahweh said before you is a curse and all you're going to be is a curse and you can't be blessed until you get home. When Yahweh, no matter where you to him, from thence, stop telling people we got to wait till we get home. When Yah said the world is not beyond the sea, the world is not up in heaven, but the world is very nigh unto thee in thy mouth. In the heart. That thou mayest do it. All you got to do is do this thing and stop making excuses. Just because you're in the land of the enemies don't mean you can't be blessed. You can be blessed. You're already blessed. You just don't know. Watch what it says. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. If you want to live, forget, stop focusing on where you're at. Stop focusing on your circumstances. Start focusing on the word of Yah and just doing his words. And why? Watch this. That thou mayest love Yah, thy Elohim, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life and the length of thy days, and that thou mayest dwell in the land which Yah swore unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. That's where your focus must be. Not the land, not captivity, but your love for Yah and obeying his voice and cleaving unto him. For he is your life. Why do you think the Creator said that? I just got to read this another time. Watch what it says in Jeremiah 9. I go frequently because oftentimes I want to introduce to you who Yah is. Our people talk about this God of love. If this God was so loving that our people talk about, is this the love of a God that you got to die in order for you to be blessed? What kind of love is that? Love. Why aren't people killing themselves to get a blessing? Especially cursed people. If we're so cursed, like everybody say we are, and the curses have sued us and overturned us, but that's our fault. That's not Yahweh's fault. If we all should be cutting our heads off. This is how we know this thing is phony, fake. Why would it be in Jeremiah 9? That's his job. Let not the wise man grant his wisdom, because what sense them make ain't belong to you anyway. It's not wisdom. People tell Solomon, or those words, that ain't Solomon wisdom. How do you think Solomon was able to speak all the proverbs? It was because of Yahweh. This is not Solomon wisdom. Solomon don't have no wisdom. Wisdom belongs to Yah. Watch what it says. Neither let the mighty man glory in his might, and let not the rich man glory in his riches. But let him that glory in this, that he understand and knoweth me. And to understand and know Yah, you got to cleave unto Yah, regardless of where you at, regardless of your circumstances, regardless of your geographical location. I am Yah, which exercise loving kindness and judgment and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, says Yah. We are the light of the world, are the blessed of the world. And nobody comes to Yah except through us. And the scripture says, bless those that bless thee. Curse those that curse thee. And in all the families of the earth shall be blessed in you. God don't lie. You choose. It's yours to choose. Until tomorrow, y'all love you. And so do I. Shalom.
Trust in you, he always kept me whole, and left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed, but shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation, I'm staying down impatient as a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth, leave me in your truth and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything and to every word spoken. You can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing, that's why I'm begging Yah for mercy and his love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.